Iran, men ordered not to look at women during Ramadan. Men in Iran have been ordered not to look at women during Ramadan as part of a round of draconian restrictions imposed by the increasingly isolated regime. In a sign of frustration with growing civil discontent and economic pain caused by U.S. sanctions, hardliners in Iran's government are forcing through unusual strict social decrees to bring people into line. The country's judiciary has announced that those eating in public during fasting period are also in breach of laws and will be persecuted. My personal advice to women is to respect the hijab even more than before, and men must avoid looking directly at female passerby, Ghulam Husseini Ismaili, a judiciary spokesperson, said. Anyone ignoring these instructions during the Ramadan will be committing an offense and should expect some punishment from the law enforcement units. The mortality police in Iran added that they will now arrest anyone playing music on their car radio and will tow their car away and hand them a heavy fine. The new restrictions come as U.S. is building up its military presence in the Persian Gulf, while the public concern inside Iran about the economic consequences of sinking relations with Washington grows. On Saturday, the U.S. ratcheted pressure further by announcing it was deploying a Patriot missile defense system to the Middle East, adding that more Navy ships with amphibious vehicles will join a strike group being led by the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf. US B-52 bombers have arrived at a base in Qatar, the Pentagon said. Iran flexed its own muscles last week by threatening to begin enriching uranium if European powers don't fight to keep the nuclear deal alive after Donald Trump walked away from the agreement of imposed harsh sanctions. President Rouhani said the remaining countries in the deal must find a way to protect Iran's oil and banking industries from U.S. sanctions, or he will put Iran on the path of nuclear weapons. Last week, the value of U.S. dollars against the national currency, riel, reached record high, with $1 selling at 16,000 riels on black markets. Iran's economy is beset by a near 50% inflation. Its currency has almost collapsed. Labor and civil servant strikes are commonplace, and the hardline establishment faces an increasing women's rights movement. Recent nationwide floods have also left farming lands of 26 provinces in ruin, and diseases threatening millions in the rural area of Iran. Recent changes in the country's leadership structure suggest an internal clampdown on any open challenge in the regime's authority at home. Last month, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei appointed the fiery General Husseini Salami as the new commander of the Revolutionary Guard. Then the hardliner clergyman Ibrahim Raisi as Chief George. However, senior Iranian officials have warned about the public discontent turning into street protests as food and fuel rationing, similar to those during war with Iraq, have been suggested by the government as options to deal with the shortages.